New York City Housing Authority tenants, one of the groups hardest hit by Sandy, were at City Hall as well. They were there to give testimony at the council hearings with NYCHA management over Hurricane Sandy response and failures. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has been following the story and files this report.
NYCHA tenants rallied on the steps of City Hall today before an afternoon City Council hearing on NYCHA's management's failures and successes with coping with Hurricane Sandy. At the rally, tenants were critical of NYCHA's response, where many tenants spent 2 to 3 weeks without heat, hot water, electricity, or even any apparent assistance from NYCHA, like Wyckoff tenant Beverly Corman, who is a wheelchair user.
NYCHA decided that it wasn't important to help the citizens of Gowanus. You have to realize NYCHA is a city within a city. That population is large. We have doctors, lawyers, teachers that live in NYCHA. So whatever little times that they want to throw us up on TV and show us as criminals, no, we're not. We're people who pay rent. We're citizens of the city. We pay taxes. And in this hearing, I hope and pray NYCHA stays to hear us and doesn't run out after they give their little confession or little lie telling that they're going to tell that all public housing is up and running, because it's not.
Tenants continually lost food as power went on and off, felt neglected, felt they were cheated when NYCHA announced they would get reduced rent for the time when services were not available, and then found they were being charged full rent, like Far Rockaway resident Carmen Rosario.
The reason I'm here is because of the regarding the rent, and they're charging us for full rent. We shouldn't be paying a full rent at all for the service we haven't received. I just want to know why we have to pay full, you know, rent when they're only taking us off half of the rent we shouldn't be paying at all. I just want to know, what are they going to do about it?
City Councilwoman Melissa Mark-Viverito, representing East Harlem, said she was very concerned about NYCHA seemingly reneging on their promise of rent abatement, and it would be something she'd follow up at the City Council hearing that afternoon.
I am in complete support and agreement that the residents that have been without essential services for so long should get full rent abatements. The other question that needs to be raised is that in the formulation of how much money we were going to receive from the federal government in aid, how much of this was factored in terms of what the residents are suffering in terms of lack of services? Was there consideration given to the fact that maybe residents should be reimbursed or maybe should get rent abatements? Was that factored into the formula of how much money we're going to get from the federal government? And the other question is that when we start getting the money from the federal government and how it's going to be dispersed,
right,
are the people that have been impacted personally going to benefit? Those are some of the issues that I'm concerned about and that I will be asking at the hearing. And I'm sure that we're not going to get all of our questions answered at that hearing, but it's important that we continue to put pressure on this administration.
The City Council hearings were chaired by City Council member Rosie Mendez. City Council Speaker presented her main question about NYCHA's handling of effects of Hurricane Sandy.
Everyone here is sympathetic about the challenges the authority was facing in responding. That said, I think we have great concern in the Council that even with that, the response from the authority was not what we believe it should have been. For me, the bigger question is, why did it take so long to understand the nature of the problem in each of the developments?
NYCHA serves over 600,000 New Yorkers in housing developments situated in low-lying areas around the city in close proximity to rivers, bays, and oceans. 26 housing developments with 45,000 tenants were in Zone A, the main flood area, but 80,000 tenants, according to testimony, were affected by Hurricane Sandy. NYCHA Chairman Rea was on jury duty, so Cecil House, the general manager of NYCHA, gave his testimony about the agency's handling of Sandy.
Sandy reached the city on the evening of Monday, October 29th, causing massive damage. Not one of our buildings collapsed or sustained material structural damage due to the storm. However, as we now know, the storm's reach was much wider than Zone A, affecting developments in Zone B and beyond. We discovered after an immediate review that over 400 buildings in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan, housing roughly 80,000 residents, were affected significantly by Sandy. Of those 423 buildings, 402 lost power, and with it, elevator and compactor services. 386 buildings lost heat and hot water. When combined with the storm's impact to the infrastructure of Con Ed and LIPA, the storm's impact to NYCHA facilities in the Rockaways, Coney Island, and Red Hook was especially severe.
Speaker Quinn said oftentimes her office and other city council members were getting conflicting information about the status of repairs in buildings, and this conflicting information was oftentimes shared with tenants, and there was an agreement that a report on each building on what went wrong would be shared with the city council. House said in some places sand was 4 feet high, basements were submerged with water, boilers submerged, trees were down, and pumping water out of submerged basements was in the millions of gallons. House said while they were pumping water, they were also trying to find temporary boilers and generators, looking locally first and then looking nationally, and for boilers that would work with NYCHA's infrastructure. They found 24 temporary boilers and 100 generators from all over the country, as far away as Texas, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia. This is the second of a dozen city council hearings on oversight preparedness related to Hurricane Sandy. Tomorrow's hearing will be on public utilities and communication, with expected testimony from Con Edison and Verizon. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.